ANU College of Law has a Reconciliation Action Plan Committee, and we decided to do a joint presentation with the ANTAR ACT and Amnesty groups that are in this area, including the ANU students who are involved with Amnesty and also our law school's law reform and social justice students. We invited 10 members of the community to come and speak to us about imagining alternative justice futures for Indigenous children in the ACT. We're really fortunate to be able to get three community members who had previously been or currently sitting on the Jalambani Sentencing Court, the Circle Sentencing Court that we have in the ACT.
Yep.
Three of the members of Parliament who are interested in corrections, youth affairs and mental health and education. And we also had three scholars who've got an interest in criminal justice and over-criminalisation of Indigenous people in particular. And it was a really concerned and interested, engaging forum where we discussed all the issues that relate to children being overrepresented, not so much in detention, but in other areas, and our concern about their future, given the continuing state of over-incarceration of Aboriginal people in the ACT and also more broadly in Australia.
So can you talk about Change the Record and who the Change the Record Coalition is?
Yeah, well, Change the Record is a really amazing initiative. For the first time, peak Indigenous organisations, legal services, the NT COS, ACT COS, ACOS, all of the social services, Amnesty International, have all come together to provide a united, single voice to draw attention to this extraordinary problem that we've got, this incredible addiction that Australia has to incarcerating Indigenous people specifically. It's got to the point where the numbers are just so high and the proportions are so high and they continue to go up in a way that we just can't believe it. We used to call it a crisis when the Royal Commission to Aboriginal Deaths in Custody was held. We've now run out of terminology for it. It's just gotten beyond that. Mm. And so this group has gotten together and developed a blueprint for changing the record, essentially, and are inviting members of the community to support it and to begin to engage with community members about what this is all about, essentially.
When you talk about the numbers of people or Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people incarcerated, and we're looking also at obviously children, there's just, you know, the rates have increased. Can you just talk about sort of the changes that have been made regarding the prevalence of incarceration for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people?
Well, this is the thing with the numbers. They're really hard to extrapolate often because at any point in time, you've got, it's a head count on a particular day, or is it actually a number of people over a year that you're measuring? So it's really challenging. But the statistics are just so bad that even though we can't give concrete numbers, for example, the other night we were actually asked, how many children are there actually in detention in the ACT tonight? And fortunately, the minister had actually looked at this and was able to give us a number, which was 12. So at least we had a number in the ACT. Now, that's not that many in terms of young people across Australia. And that's because the ACT is literally the best in Australia in terms of its incarceration of young people. But as we were saying the other night, even one is too many. So in terms of the numbers across Australia, what you've got 37,000, more than 37, the numbers are going up across Australia. 27% of people in custody are Indigenous at the moment, despite the 2.5 to 3% population that we have. In other places, it varies across from state to state. In the Northern Territory, it can be as much as 80%. In the ACT, it's 14.5%, for example. So it's really problematic.
The forum is about imagining alternative justice futures for Indigenous children. So can you talk about some of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander initiatives that could improve and create alternative justice futures?
What's really interesting is that, just generally to answer that first, that the initiatives that I've seen in, for example, New South Wales, in the Northern Territory, which are the jurisdictions that I've worked in most often, the ones that succeed and have really dramatic impacts on recidivism, that is repeat offending, are the ones which have come from the community, community initiated, normally started with no resources to speak of, And they're the ones that are responsive to the needs. People know what they need to keep their families together and to work together as a community. So, and what they are seeking is support of government. What tends to happen is that government comes in and takes over, or they'll arrive in a community with some great idea that's been developed in, you know, a capital city, and then they've driven into a community, and then they've decided to deliver some package which is doesn't necessarily suit Aboriginal people. So they'll come up with diversionary programs which aren't necessarily suitable for Aboriginal people. So in the ACT, for example, I mean, we're really fortunate in the ACT because the government here does not have to deal with the penal populism that tends to go on in other jurisdictions. And so they do have some really progressive programs in place. You know, for example, the department itself has a 12-month through care for after release from prison. But in terms of community initiatives, I know from having spoken to people in the community that they're having problems getting support from government for Indigenous-run, Indigenous-controlled initiatives. So, for example, there's a really impressive program that runs out of a northern Canberra suburb near Ngunnawal that's called Solids Brothers and Sisters. And it's started by a fellow called Bill Bashford, who used to be really heavily involved with Reconciliation Australia. He's a very much larger-than-life character, and which you need to be when you're dealing with this bunch of really lively, energetic kids. And he's basically created a space where they come together every week and learn about being who they are as a community and engaging in practices that they to be really proud of their culture and their heritage, and to really recognise and reward kids who are doing well in education and having other successes in the community. And they've got the most fantastic school retention, school completion rates, and are really beginning to model a way of engaging with kids so that they can be the best they can be. They're not putting pressure on them to be leaders or role models or anything like that, but just you just be who you are and be the best that you can be. Mm. And I tell you what, those kids are really impressive. Mm. They're really, really delightful, and it just really warms your heart. It gives you a lot of hope for what the future can hold.